Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In his final year as governor, Deval Patrick is out with a $36.4 billion state budget plan that boosts spending overall by almost 5%. The main areas of increased spending include transportation, education, and child welfare. Funding for local aid, however, would remain the same, and advocates for the mentally ill say the governor's budget plan leaves them shortchanged. Joining us this morning to talk about that is Mary McGowan. Mary heads the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children and chairs a coalition of advocacy groups called the Children's Mental Health Campaign. Good morning, Mary McGowan, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. I'm pleased to be here.
Exactly how does the governor's proposed state budget affect the funding for the State Department of Mental Health? A big concern for you, I know.
It's a very big concern for me, and I really feel as if he's missed the opportunity to set the bar by not making kids and families a priority. You mentioned that there's increase to child welfare, and later on this morning there'll be a hearing on the Department of Children and Families where we're looking at how do we protect and keep kids safe. We need to recognize that it's a system of care, and you can't go cutting one part of state government and not expecting to see an impact on other parts. This budget reduces services to kids who have mental health issues. More than 211 kids and families will lose access to services that they currently have.
Some people say that considering how many people are helped in other areas of the state budget, that's not necessarily such a large number.
Well, it is because it's a system of care. And if you think about it, you know, what we're trying to do is prevent long-term outcomes. So what we know is that by the age of 14, half of lifetime mental illnesses have been diagnosed. That means if we can get to these kids early, we prevent long-term consequences. We want to see these kids graduate from high school. We want to see them go on to college. We want to see them become productive citizens. And if we don't do that when they're young, if we fail to get to them, we'll be paying the price, and it's too big of a price.
In the same budget plan, the governor has increased the amount of funding for the State Department of Children and Families by $33 million. That must please you.
Absolutely. That's a step in the right direction, and I fully support it, and I hope it goes a long distance into supporting social workers and providing the appropriate supervision. But again, if those social workers don't have the tools and the resources to make referrals to mental health services, to substance abuse services, then again, it's all for naught. We need the right resources to help these families.
So are you saying that there's an inconsistency in the governor's budget in how to deal with children and families and how to deal with mentally ill people who are challenged?
Yeah, I'm saying we need a comprehensive approach, and we need to make sure that we're not robbing Paul to pay Peter, and we need to make sure that it's a system of care, and when we put everybody at the table, and in this case, to help kids, that everybody has the tools that they need to do the very best that we can by these kids.
The governor proposing a budget, of course, is only one step, the first step in the state budget process. Are you hoping to get lawmakers to add money back?
Absolutely. Again, we've spent the last few weeks reading headlines about the Department of Children and Families, and I believe it is the responsibility of every elected official to make sure that we provide the supports for kids and families to be able to go to school, make and keep friends, and grow into healthy adults.
Mary McGowan, President and CEO of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, thank you for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.